The Lemon Creek Correctional Center laundry may be saved through the capital budget. Since 1985, Lemon Creek inmates have done hundreds of thousands of pounds of laundry annually for the Alaska Marine Highway System. But the laundry is one of three prisoner employment programs to close. KTOO's Rosemary Alexander has been following the Corrections Department decision and has this story.
The Senate Finance version of the capital budget includes $1.7 million for the Lemon Creek Laundry. While that won't cover all the aging equipment, it will go a long way to replace an old, undersized boiler.
We've had a boiler issue in this building for many years.
Scott Willard has been superintendent at Lemon Creek Correctional Center since 2005. He was hearing about boiler problems well before that. It's been limping along, heating water for nearly 500,000 pounds of State Ferry laundry every year. Add to that linens for a small cruise line that visits Juneau in the summer, and sterile laundry for Bartlett Regional Hospital. The threat of boiler failure drove that business away. Jim Strader is hospital spokesman.
The bottom line is they were estimating that somehow there needed to be expenditure of about $2.25 million. To revamp and replace the boilers and continue the operation. I don't know how it would have divided up. It never got to that point.
Instead, the hospital decided to do its own laundry. Corrections facility maintenance staff believes the boiler has 18 to 24 months of life in it. Rather than plan for replacement, department officials decided to pull the plug. Juneau Senator Dennis Egan has another idea.
It just seemed crazy that one of the profitable industries of the prison was going to be eliminated.
Lemon Creek Laundry has made more than 20% profit some years, even since 2006 when prison industries became totally self-sufficient with no state general fund assistance. Corrections has been shifting that revenue to the money-losing and now closed prison garment and furniture factories. Earlier this year, Marine Highways got notice the Lemon Creek facility would close in September.
We didn't even know about it until we heard it on the news.
So Egan consulted with corrections officials. They told him it would cost nearly $2.6 million to fix the Lemon Creek boiler and replace washers and dryers, as well as fix the laundry building roof and do other repairs.
That's not really laundry. That's repair and maintenance. They should have been doing that all along. What we wanted to do was at least to get them some funding to replace the boilers so they could continue to provide laundry services to the State Ferry System.
If the $1.7 million stays in the capital budget, a new boiler can be purchased. Legislators got word 2 years ago that washers and dryers were wearing out and put $72,000 in the corrections budget to begin replacement. The money wasn't used. Leslie Houston is Administrative Services Director for the department.
And now that it looks like we will get the funding to rehab the laundry program, part of the conversations with the legislature is that $72,000 will be rolled in and used for the equipment.
Laura Baker is Houston's counterpart in the transportation department. In an email, she writes that Marine Highways paid Lemon Creek almost $412,000 in fiscal year 2008 for washing 487,000 pounds of uniforms, towels, and linens. Responding to a recent request for interest, private companies in Juneau, Ketchikan, and Prince Rupert said they'd like to do the ship's laundry. Annual cost estimates ranged from $490,000 to $610,000 for laundry only. That does not include transportation to and from the ships, storage, garment and linen repairs, or inventory. But all of that is done at Lemon Creek.
You know, it's going to cost the state a heck of a lot more money to have their laundry done elsewhere. This has functioned well. You know, the neat thing about Juneau is most of the fleet at one time or another comes through here.
Senator Egan says the state of Alaska should do its own laundry. In Juneau, I'm Rosemary Alexander.